talk now to the President of the Garda Representative Association, Jim Mulligan. Jim Mulligan, thank you indeed for joining us. I imagine a very emotional day for you personally, but tell us about your initial reaction to this verdict.
Yeah, good afternoon, Chris. Our initial reaction is that our thoughts are absolutely with the family and friends and colleagues of Adrian, who was murdered all those years ago. We must remember they've lost a husband, father and a friend, and they can never get that person back, and it's left a huge hole in their lives. It must be a very difficult time for them, and today hopefully we'll begin a process of bringing closure to their trauma, you know.
And for Gardaí up and down the country, for whom, I mean, we remember the scenes from Adrian Donoghue's funeral, so many Gardaí were there in their uniforms expressing their sympathies on what was a terrible day for Adrian Donoghue's close family, his friends, and as you say, his colleagues. What will today's verdict mean for rank and file Gardaí, indeed Gardaí everywhere around the country?
Well, I think, look, I must be conscious that there's still an ongoing investigation and there's other suspects sought in relation to this who we hope will be brought to justice eventually. And indeed, that this case itself is not yet finalised. But any incident like this where one of our members is murdered, for justice to be served is welcomed by us and our members. But again, our thoughts today have to be with the family of Adrian Donoghue, who I'm sure will also welcome today's outcome. And we certainly hope that they can begin the process of bringing closure to the trauma and the hole that's been left in their lives as a result of this.
Of course, many people today will reflect on just how dangerous a job your colleagues, you and your colleagues do, how dangerous it can be many a time you're on duty.
Yeah, and we've seen it in recent months as well down in Castlereagh, how dangerous the job can be, and it brings it all home to you that life is very easy to cut short, and we should never forget that anyone going out on duty any night of the week or any day of the week, that this kind of terrible thing can happen, and you know, it does. It has an awful effect on people's colleagues, friends, and it, as I said, it leaves a huge hole in the life of a family, particularly a young family at the time, going forward. And we really hope that today will bring some form of closure to them.
Jim Mulligan, President of the Garda Representative Association, thank you indeed for joining us today on the News at One.